So I would say that vaping is one of the most detrimental trends to hit our current generation. I don't know if it's because of the ease of access, or the fact that you can now blow cherry blossom pineapple instead of nasty cigarette smoke, so it's considered more acceptable. But if you've ever had a friend who really be vaping, you know that they get like a damn crackhead without their pipe when that little electric dick they be sucking on goes missing. Now they're flipping over the sofa, they're blaming the dog, punching through sheetrock and shit. And with the story I have for you guys today, you have a dude who was willing to catch federal charges to get that hit. This guy couldn't wait 30 more minutes to get off his flight, and that's when he went to the aircraft bathroom, smashed a Blinky, and was met with a very angry stewardess as he documented the entire thing.
It's a hazardous fire.
I was actually sitting on the toilet and you were opening the door.
I don't care.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
You can keep saying you're sorry, but I'm here about all these
cats. I got it. Yes.
Okay, so it'll be on you, and I see your recording.
That's fine.
Right,
you're not allowed to do that.
Hey, did
you put your hands on me? She just put her hands on me.
No, she did.
Yes, she did. She put her hands on me. She tried to grab my phone.
No,
but yes, but she put her hands on me. I have a lawyer. I am a lawyer.
Now notice how this imbecile here immediately decided to play the victim card almost as if it was second nature, acting like the woman is in the wrong for just trying to do her job and keep the other passengers safe. He even has the audacity to claim that he himself is a lawyer.
I have a lawyer. I am a lawyer.
Well, that's
I am a lawyer.
You're not that very well.
You do not put your hands on me. You do not put your hands on me. I have 25,000 followers. I have 25,000 followers that are going to watch this. That's my bad. Yes, you did. You pulled it right over my chest. Yes. I have it on video. I was recording. So do you want me to release this or you want to say sorry to me right now?
I mean, come on. This guy is going for the 10 cringe commandments. We got playing the victim. We got lying about legal consequences. And we also got him trying to flex his follower count. I mean, all I'm really waiting for at this point is for him to say that he has a powerful daddy at home. Like, sir, the only one who should be sued here is your hairdresser for that horrendous cut. I mean, really imagine, guys, if this was your mother at work just trying to get through her day, and someone who is completely in the wrong starts going off on her like this.
Say sorry. Do not touch me. You do not get to touch a passenger. And I was in the restroom. You were opening the door. No, no. I'm actually going to call the police when I get back to the ground, on you.
I mean, goddamn, sign this man up for the Victim Olympics right now. I mean, I'm sure at this very moment...
Do not put your hands on a passenger!
She either wanted to A, flick him off, or B, punch him in his smug face. And don't get me wrong, there have always been Karens out in the wild, but I do feel like now more than ever, our society is breeding more and more entitled people. And to me, you honestly lose your right to privacy as soon as you threaten everyone else's safety.
You do not put your hands on a passenger.
I hear you.
You reached over me, you tried to grab my phone. You assaulted me. She assaulted me. This flight attendant assaulted me, everybody. This flight attendant assaulted me. She put her hands on me.
Here we go.
It doesn't. You can't tell me not to record.
Have a seat.
You're in so much trouble. You're in so much trouble. You know that? You're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, more people record. Everybody record. Everybody record her.
Oh, so now this guy wants to claim it was assault. Like, let's be honest, flying on a plane is already an annoying enough experience, and then the fact that you got self-righteous douchebags like this to worry about makes it even worse. And let me tell you guys, I did look into this fool's background, and with every detail I found out about him, he only got worse. But before we dive into that, and his response on the news, I do have the perfect sponsor for him. Look, I don't want to end up like this fool on the plane catching a potential felony over a vape. And with today's video sponsor Fume, the leading alternative to vaping, I can rest assured that I am making a good decision while growing stronger against a bad habit. Now, to be clear, this thing is not chemicals, it's not vape, it's not nicotine. It is just natural flavored air that gives you something to reach for without the side effects and the chemicals. I just wanted to show you guys, you take one of these cores, you open up your Fume, you slide it in a sew, put it back on, take a draw through, and now you got that wonderful flavor going on. Speaking of flavors, Fume has a ton, Personally, I love the spearmint in the morning to get me sharp, and the mango in the evening for something to take the edge off. I mean, even beyond breaking bad habits, I find myself fidgeting with this thing at my desk throughout my day, and I just think it's a really cool device that can actually help people. In fact, over 500,000 have added Fume to their daily routine. And right now, if you order the Journey Pack using my code Jamari, you will also get these free Fume toppers with your purchase. So if you're thinking about changing your habits, this is the perfect first step. So go to tryfume.com/Jamari, or you can always scan the QR code on screen to grab yours today. Now, to get back to this clown, I wanted to see why he was bragging about these 20,000 followers of his. Why does he feel so self-important? Well, it turns out that this dude is a self-proclaimed pickleball coach.
It was, really tough for me to go through all this. You know, I lost all my pickleball coaching clients.
And he also calls himself Kobe because he has a hard-on for the Black Mamba. Well, honestly, he is a disgrace to both Kobe and his entire family lineage. Like, this man got the victim mentality, not the Mamba mentality. And can you guys believe it, that this absolute pussy is still dodging accountability?
My experience on American Airlines Flight 2860. On August 4th, 2025, something happened to me that I never imagined I'd have to go through, especially on a commercial airline. While flying on American Airlines Flight 2860, my privacy and dignity were violated in ways that left me shaken, humiliated, and hurt. I'm sharing this because I believe no passenger should ever go through this. The incident has impacted my mental health. Aww. My work. Aww. And my ability to trust the very systems meant to keep us safe. I have lost a very important friend through all of this, someone I cared for deeply and who was a very important part of my life. I'm not just a CEO and nonprofit founder. I'm also a Hollywood producer. The reputational harm from this incident has been devastating to my career. I have formally taken this matter to American Airlines legal department. My goal is not only accountability, but to make sure this never happens to anyone else. I will fight for justice, privacy, and dignity for every passenger.
So basically, I read this as if he's setting up his case against American Airlines as some sort of discrimination or mental distress. Like, my guy, you could not control your urges to the point that you needed to go suck your little electric penis in the bathroom.
It sucks knowing that in order to be myself, I have to have nicotine.
It's also hilarious that at first he was a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
That was total shit. And now he's apparently a CEO and a Hollywood producer.
I forgot to tell you guys, I'm a Hollywood producer.
I even saw a video where he was saying he was a sports agent.
I've been a sports agent, you know, since 2014.
Like I said, everyone in his family lineage, including Kobe as well, is looking down saying, what the hell are you doing to our legacy, son?
You know, when we came to America, my family lived in a one bedroom, like all four of us. And then we had to share a place with like my great uncle and my uncle just to be able to pay Section 8. All the hurtful stuff, it's like so unwarranted. Because I've had to work so hard to get here.
Yeah, imagine you go through all of that as his parents and he still grows up to be an entitled little douchebag.
We finally did it, Dad. You know, you guys can drag my name through the mud and you can say everything you want to say about me, but I'm never changing who I am, so you're gonna have to get used to that.
I got fans! What's up?
Yes. I swear to God, I seen him on Reddit earlier today.
Dude.
Holy fuck. I also found yet another clip on his profile just a couple of weeks ago where he had another problem with someone else while playing pickleball.
You cannot ban me. You said good luck on your house on the way out. You asked me if I should cancel my membership.
I want to clarify.
No, you said it passive aggressively.
You said that you no longer want to come to our facility.
I said I'll be out of your hair once the home closes. Everyone is nice until the camera's on. Thank you so much for showing me.
And did I mention he also put an entire novel out about disliking white people? How he's basically a victim as an Asian man? So obviously the victim card is a running theme in his life.
You guys really, really, really messed my life up. You guys ruined my lives. Like, this is why online harassment is bad.
And he also runs an AI management company. I mean, this guy is like everything wrong with the world embodied in one single person. He even tried to paywall his side of the story on Instagram.
Hey guys, if you want to know what really happened, yeah, he can join this channel. And yeah, I'll dish about why I was actually mad. And honestly, it might not have even been the nicotine withdrawal.
And since then, he also posted this photo saying no flight ban, where he is once again pictured in the aircraft bathroom for some reason shirtless. I mean, this motherfucker is acting as if he's some sort of hero. Like, you would think he was like the Asian Rosa Parks or some shit like that. And really, the most pathetic part of all of this is the news interviews he did after the fact, where, surprise, surprise, he still plays the victim.
I spoke to passenger Peter Nguyen today.
You break federal law, you post it, and then you attack a woman who's doing her job. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, that's...
How do you respond to that?
Honestly, if I saw that video, I would hate myself.
He says he suffers from an anxiety disorder. He became addicted to nicotine after his father was diagnosed with cancer.
I was saying like, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then when she reached for my phone, I felt like that was a violation of my civil liberties.
As for those claims, he's a lawyer.
You're not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer.
And you've not been in law school.
I was pre-law. Yeah,
but
I was not
in law school.
Yeah, not in law school.
But so he's not a lawyer.
5 minutes later.
Do you wish that you didn't vape in the bathroom on the plane?
I wish that I never picked up a vape to begin with. It sucks knowing that in order to be myself, I have to have nicotine. That is such, like, I feel so helpless. Sorry to all the other passengers. Like, there's no excuse for what happened.
Yeah, so this clown is absolutely full of shit. Truthfully, I don't know if I've ever in my life seen someone run from accountability so hard, and also still remain so cocky about himself, bragging about his intramural basketball championship. To make matters worse, he's also recently filed a police report against the stewardess, and I'm guessing that he might go for the full-on lawsuit against American Airlines next. I mean, I'm really just praying for the American Airlines employee, and I do think this idiot should be on a no-fly list, with a federal charge that gets up to a felony charge on his bitch ass. I mean, I don't know, the fact that some people can run around and be this delusional when they're this much in the wrong, and he's also had time to reflect, he had time to edit that video and post it onto his profile, and it's like he's still out here putting on this show, it's an absolute joke.
You guys ruined my lives. Like, this is why online harassment is bad.
But I do want to know what you guys think about this situation down below. I also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. And I encourage you to go try out Fume so you don't get in a situation like this. But either way, y'all know it's been your boy the Tan Superman and some other entitled Karens out here need to be covered. So I'm out. Peace.
I am a lawyer.